like what you like in the Tampa game with the way your club was able to play for 60 minutes that you could hopefully carry over into this one here tonight?
Oh, I think we eliminated their time and space. They have good quick forwards, and defensemen had good gaps. Forwards were over top of them, just never gave them an opportunity to play with some of the time and space I think they're used to. I think the one time we gave them time and space, it ended up in our net, and other than that, we were pretty good.
Is the preparation for tonight just game-wise similar to what you had 2 days ago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this team's rolling. A great challenge for us. Skate as well as any team. Play hard. It's going to be a tough test for us.
What is the goaltender for you guys? I mean, I'll look at Connor just because he's gotten so many of the starts done for you guys this year. You haven't always had the same level of consistency in previous.
Well, I think it starts with a team buy-in to playing defense. That we've bought into that being more important than trying to score goals on the other end. I think we have enough confidence that we'll create enough chances in a hockey game to score goals. So that team buy-in for defense, I think, has allowed our goaltending to build some confidence, you know, instead of making them see two-on-ones and breakaways and some of the, you know, the egregious chances we give up in the past, you know, that's cut way down. Let them see the puck, especially early on in the season, you know, let Connor feel confident in his game. Let him see some pucks. And now he's making some saves that, you know, you don't expect him to make, but now he's making those game-saving changes that gives us a chance to win every night.
And what does that do for you guys just from a confidence perspective, especially going into these final 31 or so games?
Well, I mean, that was my answer. I think we have a lot of confidence in our team defensive game. The few times that we have breakdowns, they're making those saves. So, you know, like I said, the nights that we don't have it, the nights that we aren't playing our game, we still have a chance to win because whether it's you know, Connor or Mace or even Hutch, you know, they're making some big saves for us to give us a chance to win games.
Like, what have you seen from Jack Rossovic since
he's been burned up with you guys? He's hard, you know, he's hard on the puck. I think he's been strong on the walls. Plays a little bit of edge. You know, he's gotten in on the forecheck with me and created some loose pucks. So, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he plays really hard. You know, he's a horse out there. You know, he's seeing our conditioning tests every year. I think he always is our top guy in camp. So he can drive the pace pretty good. So he's been good.
What is it about this Vegas team that they've been difficult to contain offensively?
Well, I think they just come at waves with speed. You know, they're relentless on the puck. The game we played them in Vegas, you know, I think they did to us kind of what we do to teams. They had their forwards above the puck all the time. Defensemen were able to have tight gaps. And then they, you know, pretty much to a man, they can move. You know, they can skate well. So it makes it tough.